Okay, so I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Jackie Carr, reporting for Radio Jackie, Ginger Cat House Rescue, and I'm speaking here to June Fraser, who's just received a very, very prestigious award at the Palace of Westminster. It's called the British Citizen Award. Tell me, June, why did you get this award?
I don't really know. I was nominated for this award. I knew nothing about it at all. Somebody nominated me, and then the vets seconded that nomination. I still don't know really why I've got this award. Everybody tells me I deserve it, but I'm quite stunned that I was given this. And I'm very honoured because only 25 people were awarded this. Twice a year, 25 people get given this award. So I feel, I'm quite honoured to get this.
So you're one of 25 people.
One of 25 people, yeah.
To get this award.
Yes, that's correct.
And tell me about the process. You went to the Palace of Westminster.
So first of all, my team plotted behind my back. They knew all about it and told me nothing. And then they suddenly sprang it on me because in case I won it, I didn't expect to. And yes, we got an invitation to the Palace of Westminster. I took three of my team up there. We had afternoon tea. We met Naga Manchetti, who was absolutely delightful. What a nice lady. Reduced her to tears. She just sadly lost her cat last week. And then, of course, she met me rescuing cats. And she was literally in tears about it. It was lovely.
Is she going to come and rescue one of the cats?
Well, yes, I hope so. We have offered her a cat if she wants to adopt another one. We've suggested she comes to us and we'll find her a cat, so which would be lovely.
After you had afternoon tea, I presume you then received the award, or was that after, before?
During afternoon tea, I received the medal, a beautiful medal, and then we did an open tour bus of London, and then we went for another presentation in the evening where I got a certificate. So it was quite a long, drawn-out thing, but it was great fun. Afternoon tea was amazing. Really, really good.
So lots of scones and cakes.
Scones,
and
beautiful cakes. And yes, it was really interesting. And it was interesting to see the other people that also won the award. All different walks of life, all different charities. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So it's not coincident you receive this award. You have done an incredible amount rescuing cats for a long, long time. And how long have you actually been rescuing cats?
For 14 years I've been rescuing with my husband. Sadly, I lost my husband 3 years ago. He was a huge supporter of doing rescue. We started off very small, and then we graduated, and then we fostered for Stepping Stones Rescue. And Ros at Stepping Stones was very supportive. And then we just decided we can do this ourselves. And we started Ginger Cat House. And in the last few years, it's become huge, almost too big at times. We're struggling to cope with the demand. There's just such a demand.
I would imagine lots of people took on cats during the pandemic when they're working at home and suddenly then realise they can't look after them. Although cats are quite, you know, independent individuals. You can go for a day's work and leave them with a cat litter and tray. You shouldn't have to abandon them. So why do you think so many have come your way?
Right, so I always predicted this was going to happen. During COVID, a lot of people adopted. And now it's to do with money. A lot of people can't afford vet bills. They can't afford to neuter their cats. And so they're surrendering, I think, for financial reasons. And we're now seeing a lot of cats being surrendered.
Yeah.
Huge amount.
That's very sad. We are in the midst of a cost of living crisis, and they're down the running order, aren't they, our pets? We've got our children to feed, our houses to heat, and you've got our pets, sadly, are just at the bottom of the queue. Although I think there's some food banks for pet food at the moment, isn't there?
I believe there is. Excuse me. Yes, there are. We're very lucky. We get food donated from our followers. It takes a lot to feed all the cats here.
And how many cats do you have here at the moment? Because one's just had kittens, so you're plus four this morning, aren't you?
So there are 20 permanent residents here, and at the moment we have 20 rescues in here at the rescue, and we have about 23 out at foster as well. So we are responsible for an enormous amount of cats at the moment. Almost too many, I feel. I would prefer it to be less, but the demand is so great, and I find it very hard to turn people away.
And how does the fostering work? So they go to a home for a limited period of time?
So no, some of the fosterers have their cats for 4 or 5 months before we find a home. Several have got older cats who are harder to place. So it's a normal home environment for the cat. The foster mum takes care. We provide food and we sort of finance that foster place. And it's a really good system. It's really good. It gets the cat a nice normal home environment while we look for a permanent home.
So it's basically a stepping stone to a permanent home. It's like even when you foster a child, eventually that Absolutely. That foster parent will give that child to a permanent family.
Absolutely, yeah, that's how it works, yeah.
How can Radio Jackie help listeners help the charity? Because you are a registered charity, yes?
Not yet.
Not yet. Are you aiming to be a registered charity?
Possibly, we're looking into that. We're a non-profit organisation at the moment. And the way people can help us is they can donate food to feed the cats. We always need cat litter and, funnily, we need newspapers to put in the pens. We also do a lot of fundraising. We do car boot sales every Sunday. We do bazaars. And so we ask people to donate items that we can sell, either at our bazaar or our car boot sale. And it's amazing what people bring in. We have some amazing stuff to sell now.
And when's your next bazaar? Is there one in the offering?
Yes, it's on the 10th of September. And it will be in the garden here at the Rescue. And I'm really looking forward to it. We have some fabulous things to sell.
Jude, thank you so much for talking to me. Is there anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. No, I think we've covered it all. Yeah. I mean, one thing I would like to say is about neutering cats. I have a tremendous amount of kittens here at the moment, and it saddens me that so many people are allowing their cats to breed. They're not neutering, and there's no excuse. Cats Protection will give people a voucher to neuter their cats. We can help people get their cats neutered. And I just would urge everybody, neuter your cat and stop breeding cats. There are enough cats.
You've actually just answered my last question. Yeah. Is it a cost thing that they're not neutering them? So it's not. So they can go to somewhere, get a certificate yourselves or other charities to get a certificate to get their cats neutered. So there's actually no excuse, is there?
There's no excuse at all. No, people can get neutering, and they just say to me, oh, I don't have the money, or I didn't know I needed to. And honestly, it just exasperates me. It really does. There are a lot of unwanted cats in the world, sadly. Don't add to those numbers. Yeah.
So let's go through, if you have a cat, to get it neutered, if you can't afford it yourself, what's the process they can go along?
Right, the first step is to go to Cats Protection. Cats Protection will issue a voucher for anybody on benefits or on a low income. They will give a voucher to get the cat neutered. Sometimes we can help. We take in pregnant mums. We have the kittens and home them. Then we'll neuter the mum and the owner can have the cat back neutered. So we do our bit as that as well.
I just have a visitor sitting beside me, haven't I? Hello, baby.
Lizzie.
Yeah, this is Lizzie, who's trying to play with my microphone cord at the moment. So, oh, thank you, Lizzie. Can you join the interview? You could have a meow. No, never work with children.
Not now,
never work with children and animals. Jude, I think we've covered everything. We've covered everything this morning. Thank you so much for talking to me.
My pleasure.
And I've had a lovely time looking at all these beautiful, beautiful cats. They're absolutely stunning. What a family you have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.